All right, we are live. It's been 3 weeks since the last episode. Several different things happened, and the most important that we need to mention was the address by Aegon Chellakian. He first addressed everyone from the scientific community and everyone living on this planet about the impending threats of and intensifying all around the globe. It was on August 13. And 4 days later, on August 17, he addressed the three world leaders, Joe Biden, Xi Jinping, and Vladimir Putin. He has a really great and extensive resume, and he was working with the four US presidents. He's working with the CERN. But when you read everything Aegon has done in his life, he did not lose time. You understand that he has the qualifications to speak with authority about what he is advancing, and what he is advancing is the real cause, the real causes of why we are seeing these rapid shifts in the climate. And I think that no one can deny anymore that things are not the same. Just about 2 hours drive from where I am in Switzerland, in Germany, there was huge hailstorm, the fires in Hawaii, again earthquakes. California was hit with storm. I think it was the first from last 80 years, and with the earthquake at the same time. Things are rapidly getting worse and worse. It's great that he has found courage to publicly address the scientific community and the world leaders, and he started gathering resumes on his website, earthsafesciencecollaborative.com. He started gathering resumes from scientists who really would like to participate to solve these problems. And I think it is important. But what struck me the most is that despite having tens of thousands of views on his channels and people who reposted his videos as well, really gathered hundreds of thousands of views as well. I think collectively, maybe there's more than 1 million views. And we still don't see that much resonance. We've seen press releases on many platforms, but still no one is really talking about it. And this seems to me like people don't want to see what's happening. And I would like to talk about this, the selective blindness that we are going through, this disease. I can't give it any other characteristic. I'm seeing it also with people who are close to me. You tell them, look, there is this and this happening, and they're telling, oh no, it's fine. It was happening before. It wasn't happening before. For sure, it wasn't happening. We had plus 40 in Geneva just several days ago. Right now, it's 14 degrees outside. Rapid shifts. At night, we will have about 6 degrees Celsius. So 20 degrees at night, 6 degrees at night, 40 during the day, 40 and 15 during the day. It's more than twice the difference. And what do you think is happening when there are rapid shifts in temperature like this? And the air is heavily charged with water, hailstorms. And we've seen a lot of this happening, especially in the big cities. And why is that? We can talk about this also a little bit later, but I'll stop talking for the moment and give you the floor.
Yeah, thank you so much, Alexei. And, you know, partial blindness is a very good expression to describe people's feedback to Aegon Chellakian's address, because even on Twitter section, if you go into the comments, most people started trying to repost some things that CO2 is a fake when Aegon Chellakian was not even talking about CO2. That's not the point of his address. So in the second speech, he started specifically with, let me be clear, I'm not talking about CO2. But those people on Twitter still were trying to, you know, post in the comments that, you know, they're giving examples like Nobel Prize winner John Clauser said that climate does not change. There is no climate emergency. Many prominent scientists who are actually very smart people, they denying the fact that CO2 could affect climate change, which is a fair thing, but they also deny that climate is changing in general, which is complete absurd, because climate does change. It changes in cycles. And we know that what was done with hockey stick graph, they erased the cyclicity. They erased the up and down changes in temperatures, especially during Holocene about 6,000 years ago, when there was a huge warming with no anthropogenic emissions involved whatsoever, because we did not use fossil fuels. Actually, no one prior to us used fossil fuels, but we're going to talk about this a little bit later. What is interesting is this partial blindness that took over people's perception, because Egon Chilakian's address, second one, he mentioned fires in Lahaina, and I want to stress out partial blindness in comment sections under the Lahaina wildfires as well, because it raised so many conspiracies, so many theories over there, in which people trying not to see what is not convenient, excluding the things that do not fit in their agenda. And the agenda is that it was all fabricated, it was all evil doing by some forces who had power to do, whether they cut off the water for the firemen on purpose, or they didn't let people out, or they didn't bring the necessary things to save people, which are all fair thing. But why are you turning a blind eye on the fact that anomalous Hurricane Dora was passing by Hawaii at the very same day, the closest distance ever, less than 500 miles from the islands of Hawaii, and the winds were exceeding 80 miles per hour. So not only power lines were down, and I'm taking footage of the power lines being taken down by the wind, and people in comment section telling me, why are you lying? Power lines cannot be taken down by the wind. Either this is some kind of anomaly in mind's perception when they say that Native Americans could not see battleships of Spanish conquistadors because it wasn't fitting in their neuron system, or some kind of denialism on completely new level. You know, we've been called climate denialist, which was a smear term, but in here we're talking with human mind denying reality, because reality destroys the perfect picture that each one of us has for the future. And, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of politicians were changing. Even if somebody who you don't like becomes a president, you still can live your life. You know, go to work, come home, and do whatsoever. But if it's really a climate cycle and the scale of cataclysms is much bigger, and many people do feel that, they do understand that, they do see that, but they don't want to accept this reality because it destroys their perspectives, their pictures they drawn for their future. And that is scary. That is something that we never considered watching movies about superheroes, but we never could even think that real superpower would be ability to hear when you're being told that, hey, something is happening. So we're dealing with blindness and lack of common sense. It's not that common anymore. Even very prominent people like Mark Stein, he wrote a book debunking hockey stick graph. He's a very smart journalist. He's participating in this conspiracy theories where they discussing whether blue color umbrellas survived by chance, or what was it, the blue beam lasers that was used on Hawaii. And this is completely absurd. They're trying to, even in comment section, trying to bring up all these things. I think we're going to talk about this a little more, but first I would like to hear from you, Alex, your thoughts.
This is very interesting that people really are jumping on anything but the real causes. You mentioned this thing about blue roofs or blue cars or blue trash cans. I've seen this as well. Some people had the red roofs and then they were creating this narrative that, oh, that was a laser. I was just thinking, guys, of course, it's easier to blame someone because we are accustomed to blame someone because it's always them, whoever this may be. It's not us, so we cannot do anything, but we can rant and do these crazy things. Let me correct one thing. I think it's not partial blindness. I think it is selective and elective blindness because people really don't want to see things that do not fit their worldview, their perfect or not so perfect, but some kind of planned life for the consecutive days, weeks, whatever. And they ignore, they willfully ignore things that don't fit this picture. Why is that? Let me rant here a little bit. We've been talking about these things on this podcast for more than a year. And we are amassing really miserable views everywhere. We see that YouTube doesn't like what we are saying. Okay, TikTok is getting more coverage for us. And we've tried everything. LinkedIn, Telegram, Instagram, everywhere. YouTube Shorts. People don't want to listen. Why? Because this will probably break their perfect worldview. This is one thing. Another thing is that they want anything money related. They will even pay influencers who will tell them again another quick way to become rich. They're queuing by millions to really listen to some guy who will tell how he became rags to riches. He had nothing and now he's driving a Ferrari or whatever. But the problem is not even this. Let's get to the basics, to our everyday life. People are ranting everywhere that they struggle to pay their bills. They say electricity is so out of price, doubling, tripling in prices. Countries like Italy, like 300% in 1 year. We are talking about fuel-free generators that already exist. We are talking about how you can live without paying for all of this. We are talking about a life where you can have free healthcare, free education of great quality. And we can also have free energy because we are working for energy for our bodies, for food, to heat our homes or to cool them when it's very hot. No one is interested. Maybe they're afraid to talk about these things, but why? What is making them think that it is illegal? Why is it legal to proclaim things that, oh, it's a laser, the earth is flat, or it's blue lasers, it's a harp, whatever. But if it is harp, what is the purpose of someone attacking the whole planet? Because it's not happening in one particular part of the world. Let's even go further. Let's imagine it was Chinese. Okay, but China has one of the biggest problems with floodings. Doesn't really make sense, right? If it were Americans, Americans have their problems as well. You've just posted the videos from thunderstorms. We have seen what happened to California, two things at the same time, Russia as well. So who else? Is it some kind of a mysterious small country we never heard of that's doing all this? Maybe people will enlighten us about these things. Everyone is afraid of really telling what they want in their life. I have this example, you know, it was really interesting because when you go to another country, you don't really know the habits. And I've seen that in California, everyone was speeding. When you're in the flow, everyone is speeding at a certain rate. When you're in the flow, people know that everyone will not be fine. So they're willingly breaking the law and doing this all together without fearing any repercussions or something like that. When Egon Chilak can appeal to everyone regarding the real causes of the climate disasters and the prospects of not doing anything, people are somehow not interested. They're not interested and they're afraid to even talk to their friends about it. What is this thing that makes them hope or think that this will go away, that somehow it will calm down? It would be okay to think like this if there were no progression. There is no regression. It's always going up and up. And yet we have this resistance from the general population regarding the obvious reality, the facts that they see just in front of them. And this is crazy for me. Yeah. What do you think?
It's actually a very good example. When people decide to exceed the speed limit, but to keep everyone safe, everyone is driving with kind of the same speed. That's happening within sane limits. So people would not start speeding out of control, but they keep it safe, but reasonable. Maybe a little bit over the speed limit. But still, majority of people can self-regulate. So it's a basic example of self-governance, right? People can self-govern on the road, with exception of those like 0.0% who's going to endanger other people's lives, right? So for those cases, somebody has to step in and for the safety of the majority, prevent extreme edge cases. That's something that basically Ronald Reagan has been talking about in his speeches about the creative society when he was inaugurated. He said, you know, for those who think that people are not able to govern themselves, then I would like to ask you, if you deny human ability to govern itself, how do you think that any of this population would be able to govern the others? And no one could answer that, you know, because that's truly so. We've discussed this actually a while ago when a strike in Spain was regarding the prices on electricity, when people decided to switch off the electricity simultaneously. That leads to certain consequences where prices went down by very little. What is interesting here is that the power of a strike, of going on a strike, has been a basic people right and human ability to actually fight for their rights for a long time. But it seems like we forgot about these things, that how much power people have with simply going on strikes and with union. At some point, unions lost its ability to fight for human rights, and it became just another add-on to all this commercialism in which each worker in that union only cares about making money. And they take in donations from the employees of the certain sphere, and they live off those donations. So the only thing they care about in unions today is not fighting for the rights of the workers, but to keep collecting money and being paid themselves, because for them, that's just a job that they do. When people finally start talking about strikes on TikTok a few weeks ago, calling for a national strike all over US and even around the world on September 1st, I was like, wow, it's first time in decades that I'm hearing from somebody going on strike other than some airline in Italy, because on news, they go on strike all the time. But it's actually interesting. People started in America, in the US, talking about these things. And if you watch those TikToks, what people are talking about, they show in the graphs of the real estate prices rise and the rise of salaries. And they show that real estate went up 20 times, salary went up only 6 times since 1970s. So there is no way you can afford the house. Like, having a house is something that you can forget about. Your kids will never have a house. You will never have a house. And most likely you will lose ability to pay even for your rental very soon. Many people say so. The ones who say that, you know, I'm ahead of the strike. I've been without a job for 6 months and living on my last paycheck right now. So people are really frustrated with this economical system. But there is no solution. Like, if you really listen to all these people, they all call in for different things. So each one of them, one guy says, let's withdraw all the money from our checking accounts. Another guy says, let's just simply not go to work. And he doesn't even have a work to go to. On the other hand, initially, it was all initiated by SAG actors, Actors Guild of Hollywood. All the people who lost their jobs by being replaced by artificial intelligence. You know, they don't need background actors anymore. They simply paint them with design programs on the computer. We've been talking about this 2 years ago. How come they were saying, oh, guys, you must be kidding. This is not going to happen within 20 years, 30 years. Technology is not going to develop that fast. Now that it already happened and we've been forecasting it, it's not prediction. We're not using crystal ball. It's just ability to add 2 plus 2, which simply became a rare thing, obviously. We forecasted this. We did a pretty exact estimation within the time frame. And now people want to, you know, pretend like it never happened. Like, because millions of people watched that conference called Global Crisis. This already affects everyone. where are those people? Why no one is saying, hey guys, there were actually this group of people 2 years ago who were trying to warn us, but we were silent and dumb and we did not share it and we just were thinking they're kidding over there. Nobody wants to embarrass themselves like that. People are having a hard time realizing that, yeah, they were right and I was wrong. I was wrong about subscribing to the podcast of a guy who was teaching me how to invest in cryptocurrencies. Well, all the cryptocurrencies disappearing one after another. But they would rather believe this is some kind of phenomenon when people like to get tricked by the very same scheme again and again. But when they're being told truthful facts and actually the solution, because creative society is not calling for a strike or some actions like that. It's up to people to decide which way they want to implement it. But we have a framework which guarantees you safety, prosperity, and freedom, which is very important. This is something that those all, again, all the haters who bombarded us with hatred and comments, they say, oh, you're going to give us the UBI, but you're going to take away our freedom. No, guys, you keep the freedom, plus you get UBI. That's the deal. That is something that people have a hard time to accept, and that, you know, you're not giving up anything except the shackles of consumerism on your hands. And actually, as consumers, you're going to receive more. Your life as a consumer also increases, but the format itself is changing. No, people don't want that. People want to believe that something is going to get better once this governor of Hawaii will be from a different political party. People trying to make it about political changes, they believe that UBI can only be introduced by evil globalists. That people who follow Jesus, not supposed to take UBI. People who vote for Trump, they're not supposed to take UBI. Guys, AI does not care what's your political affiliation or what kind of religious books you read. AI will replace everyone. Years ago, I used to talk to people who spent a lot of money. They took student loans to get a lawyer's degree. And then eventually their lawyer's jobs were not that fancy. Maybe a few lawyers making millions of dollars, but most of lawyers getting like whatever salary. But the student loan is huge. When I was talking to lawyers, it was in Los Angeles, they were saying, you know, I'm lucky that I even have a job like that because many of my colleagues graduated from university, but some of them did not even get a job. And I was like, but hold on, they have a huge student loan. It was like, yeah, they went to Starbucks kind of a job, making lattes, you know, to survive. And that was their plan B. That was always like, maybe not plan B, plan C, plan D, whatever. But that was the backup plan. But today, all the jobs, like they used to call them mag jobs, then it became barista jobs. They are all easily automated. What's going to be your backup plan? There is no backup plan. Cryptocurrencies will be gone in a blink of an eye. Yeah, the digital currency of the future will be, but it will be controlled by governments if we do nothing. And what are you going to do then? Then it's going to be 15-minute cities, and then all your fears will become true. Except for one, they will not stop the climate weapon because there is no climate weapon. Like, that's the thing you have a hard time conveying to people, that there is no climate weapon. This kind of things, it would be great if somebody could just press a button and stop that when you start breaking up these facts because they're too absurd. When you seeing them saying that it's Chinese space lasers and China is going underwater at the same time, are you even capable of adding 2 + 2? Come on. Half of the world is flooding. In Islamic world, they say, if God's will, then we all gonna survive, or if God doesn't will, then we will not. Well, Mecca was struck by lightnings like never before. The hurricane was taking people away from that holy praying place around Kaaba. They were simply blown by the wind and hailstorm and floods all over the peninsula. At the same time, heat waves and so on. Is that what God wills, or is that our ignorance? Alexei, what are your thoughts about it? And I know you have many connections in that region. What do people say?
First, I would like to tell, you mentioned 2 episodes from last year, and this is great. I mean, I prefer these things were not right. Let's stress this once again. But the first one, when the Spanish guys went on strike regarding the increase in electricity prices, this was the episode from June 12, 2022. Accidental voting mechanism, we'll link to it in the show notes. And the second one, was a net zero ability to pay your bills from October 3rd, 2022. If you have time and you're interested, you can revisit the back catalog of the episodes and you will see the things about which we talked a year ago and what is happening right now, just to make two and two together, and this can help. Now back to Mecca. I think guys, they knew about the prophecies because they are studying the Quran, and they know, not know, but they believe that nothing will put in danger their sacred places. Well, this was not the case. Everyone has seen the guys struggling to keep up with the wind and the benches flying around and things like that just around the Kaaba. What we see is, again, this willful, selective blindness to the facts. We already have seen the images of the desert that really started to bloom. It became green, covered with lush grasslands. You could really think this is somewhere in Northern California, but no, it is Saudi Arabia. The problem with everything that we are seeing, people are still making plans on the future that they want to be 100% free from fossil fuel energy by 2050. But guys, with this progression, there will be no 2050. This is what we need to understand. Why is the increasing force of the winds so important, especially in places like the Middle East? If we think about it, the sand that's everywhere, some time ago, this sand was something. It didn't come out of nowhere. Everything was destroyed to this point that it became sand. But now then we have these areas and the increasing speeds of the wind, like on the images, we'll link to these in the show notes, what happened in Mecca. What is coming next is super mega typhoons with wind speeds exceeding 500 kilometers per hour. And what these winds do combined with the sand, it's like a sandblasting machine. You have all seen what this does. It really erases everything. This is when even the mountains will be sandblasted to nothing. And this is important to understand that it's not only happening to this region, but these things will happen progressively over and over because wind doesn't have a strict barrier and it blows here and not there. What we have seen, and you mentioned again the hockey stick graph, but what doesn't need to be faked is the rise of ocean's temperature. We talked about the reasons why it is not fulfilling its purpose, being the air conditioner of this planet. It's because we polluted. We destroyed the ecology. We polluted it with the microplastics. And the problem being that once the ocean is not cooling off, and why it's not also cooling off, it's because it's heated from the bottom by the rising magma plumes under the ocean. It's like we have this pot with the water that's being heated up. And what it does, it releases more and more water vapor in the atmosphere. And when we have a lot of water vapor, this buildup of water in the atmosphere, then with rapid changes, the cold and hot fronts that are meeting together, this is where we see hailstorms, hail the size of football. Why? Well, because when you have a rapid cooling of water mass, you have ice that's forming at these high altitudes. But there are solutions to this. When we have abundant water vapor in the atmosphere, we can extract this water even in the desert. We don't need to take water from the ocean and desalinate it. What we can do is extract it from the air. There are many devices already that exist. And for example, if you have a copper grid, fine copper grid, you need to put some current on it, and then it can accumulate up to 3 tons of water just during the night, well, depending on the surface, but in the arid deserts, it can do it. What this will do, when we are not taking water from the ocean, from the lakes, from rivers, or from underground, but we are taking this evaporated water that came from the ocean with microplastics in it, because they're so small, they're smaller than even the dust. These devices, they will have some byproducts, and these byproducts will be the pollutants, including microplastics. So water is cleaned like more than 90%, about 95% from all the pollutants. It really becomes clean. So we can have clean water even there where we currently don't have drinking water. At the same time, we will be cleaning the ocean from microplastics and give its cooling capabilities back. We can do this already. And these are also the solutions that Aegon was talking about, that we need to do the degassing of the volcanoes, because we have the volcano problem everywhere as well. There are solutions. I think this is Aegon's speciality, the volcanoes, and how we can alleviate the pressure under the tectonic plates, that can be doing some drilling and deep underground explosions, but controlled and at a certain places, that will alleviate the pressure on the tectonic plates. Like this, we will be doing these preventive measures so that we don't have earthquakes, we don't have volcano eruptions. People are not listening, and we can forecast this as well, that once everyone will understand, because at some point in time the situation will be so bad that people will not be able to tell, oh, nothing is happening, because this will affect everyone. At this point in time, they will blame people like us, telling, but why didn't you find the necessary words to tell us these things? Why didn't you do, as we know, this habit of putting the responsibility on someone else and then blaming this person? This is so deep inside of our civilization. It lives so deep inside of every one of us that in order to overcome this, you need to see that you have this disease, and then you can willfully go the other way. You can take the responsibility for your life, for the life of your loved ones, in your hands, and then move forward. But before this happens, I'm afraid that a lot of people will suffer. And this is not an uncertainty. This is certain. It's just that once everything is looking not so bad outside our window, our consciousness has this defect, I would call it like this, that it says, oh, okay, you know, what are you talking about? Well, the sun is shining, or right now it's misty, nothing really is happening. It was hot, now it's raining, so everything is fine. Well, the problem is that it was abnormally hot, breaking every previous record, not only for this month, but in general, for the country, for all the period of observations. And then it was raining so hard that it broke also all the records. And when you have every other news we are getting is another record breaking something, how obstinate should you be? How willingly blind you want to be to say, oh, you know, these things really happened before, when your lifespan on this planet is maybe several decades, not longer. We need to fight this disease before it is too late, actually. Before it is too late, we need to fight this disease. And just going back to your question of how are people doing in the Emirates, as everywhere else, building plans, worrying about Bitcoin going down, bringing kids to school, and just going about their lives as usual. Plus 47, end of August. How great is that? Oh, but it was before, and it's a country in the Middle East. It should be normal. No, guys, it is not normal. It is not normal. And we have to really collectively get rid of this disease of willful selective blindness. This is something that we need to go through together as a civilization. Otherwise, there is no more civilization.
Absolutely. And what we have been seeing with the Arabic world, The very same thing. They build in plans. They hoping for the Bitcoin to go up. They only willing to take advices. Again, from what we started in the very beginning, your podcast is going to be successful if you are going to teach people how to make money and drive fancy cars. Andrew Tate is an example of that. Who would listen to Andrew Tate if he wasn't driving his Bugatti? And he only got his Bugatti because his followers donated him money one way or another through the Hustlers University. He became a Muslim, and then Candace Owens, this very intelligent indeed lady, came to Romania to take an interview, and she's saying, you know, we feel very sorry that you are not Christian anymore and we cannot use you as an example for Christians in the United States. I'm watching it, I'm just thinking, what kind of ignorance, right? And we're thinking that she's a smart person, but how ignorant you have to be to say this kind of things. And we're looking at Tate, and he's just blinking like a fish, like he doesn't understand that being a Muslim does not mean denying Christianity. It's in the core, the message of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the very same that the message of the prophet of Christianity, who they're gonna yell he wasn't a prophet, he was son of a God, with hatred to anyone who would say otherwise. But they're missing the very key point that the will was shown through actions of Prophet Muhammad, the way he behaved, the way he made, you know, interactions with people of other faith. The Medina Agreement was the willing of God, how people supposed to live on earth. That's the way we should treat each other. But we denied it. Instead of, you know, instead of signing Medina agreements with one another, there started wars with first Iran, then Ottoman, well, before the Ottoman Empire, there was Byzantium Empire. It was conquered as a result of a war. But then many people think it was success for Islam, that Islam spread that way. It was a collapse of the whole idea of peaceful unification of the world. And I would like to stress that out, that many people who study Islam, they pointed out that Islam had much better chance of becoming a unification in peaceful way. And the example of that is the biggest Muslim country in the world, Indonesia. It became Muslim, not as a result of military actions, but because people saw the benefits of Islam in a peaceful way. And that's something that's been denied by the people all over the world, that today we could actually sign the Medina Agreement, because Creative Society, Eight Pillars of the Creative Society, represents the very same thing. It is actually the Medina Agreement of today. But for some reason, it's being ignored by the people. We're seeing that as it's been ignored by the Arabic world, by the people who Prophet had hopes for, and even people who popularize in those values among Western world, like Andrew Tate. They do not even grasp the idea of unification of people as the only way to overcome extreme climate change. In fact, if you subscribe to the political party that prioritizes Christianity or some religious values, you have to deny climate change. Excuse me, guys, have you ever read your own Bible, anything about the floods you can recall over there? I would like to point out to you that those stories about great floods did not appear from nowhere. With the participants of Creative Society and the Latra International Public Movement, we've made a lot of research on that topic. There are a whole kaleidoscope of facts episodes in which there is analysis of each scripture and histories about great flood in 140 plus different cultures around the globe. That wasn't a fairy tale. It was something that actually happened. Anyone who has access to Netflix can turn on the Ancient Apocalypse 8-episode film of Graham Hancock on Netflix and just watch that. It's scientifically proven that there are pyramids, great pyramids of 12,000 years old and 24,000 years old. So people were building them at the time of the cyclical great cataclysms to avoid them. And through kaleidoscope of facts, you can find out how exactly the pyramids were used by those cultures to avoid the consequences, undesirable consequences. And it is no secret that there have been those ancient civilizations, because too much evidence is there, no matter how the official science was trying to hide them in their museums and sometimes even destroy. Somehow, as we see every time something is happening, like ISIS or whatever, the first thing they destroyed is historical evidence. Why would they destroy the Lion of Alot? the very same thing. They want to destroy the whole historical evidence about the fact that humanity used to live another way. We used to be unified, and first 6,000 years of this new age were spent in a completely different format. But again, for the first time in history, because of human greed and desire to control population, about 100 years ago, we went into using fossil fuels instead of fuel-free energy generators. Every single time prior to that, civilization would develop to a certain stage of scientific progress. They would use FFGs because it is natural. And we were there 100 years ago. We were right at the brink of developing a new source of energy for everyone. But then how would you be controlled? How would you be charged for electricity? How would you be charged for gasoline? It was just used by the elites. And you can see who exactly was standing for banning all the scientific research of Nikola Tesla and many people before him and after him. So there is a lot of evidence. And just putting all of these pieces of puzzle together was something that Creative Society and a lot of international public movement have been doing for a while. But you see what we got for that. There was no support from the people. In fact, Alatra was banned in Russia recently. We were smeared, all of us, but in Russia it was officially banned. Now we have a huge blank spot on the map of the world. The whole Russian Federation is excluded from scientific research in climate field. It became North Korea number two, just a much larger one. And that threatened the whole development of solution when it comes to response to extreme climatic events that are occurring more and more. And you know what Egon Chilakian was talking about? The fact that volcanoes can be treated, that, you know, it's not just a question of national security. When we met Egon in Washington, D.C., we were presenting a scientific report, of course, in a form that's understandable for the general population about climate. It was recently after the last year's conference, International Online Forum Global Crisis, Our Survival is in Unity. And Egon was one of a few people who actually understood. He grasped the idea, and his response to us was, you know, most of the people in that room, they couldn't even understand you because even the language you speak is not part of their vocabulary. In case of what you're talking about, there is not even a vocabulary because climate change does not associate in minds of most of the general population with the things that you're talking about. When you bring up climate change, people instantly think CO2 taxation and global warming and Greta Thunberg. People don't understand what Egon Chilakian has been talking about. Well, it takes certain time, dedication to actually watch at least half an hour of his address to understand that he's talking about the processes inside of the planet that have nothing to do with CO2. It takes time to understand what Creative Society have been talking about. But unfortunately, people are not willing to actually dedicate that much time. You know, 12 hours that could save your life, I wouldn't think it's too much. People dedicate much more time to watching Netflix. But unfortunately, the Barbie-ish TV shows and so on, how come that thing is trending so much, but Ancient Apocalypse by Graham Hancock, that could actually enlighten you, is a sensation, but only within the field of, you know, field of people who interested in those kind of things, a little bit more open-minded people. General population, for some reason, think it would not affect them. For them, it's a shock that people from first world countries becoming climate refugees. I still remember that eyewitness from Germany who said, we were so shocked that the flood happened in Germany. It's supposed to happen only in third world countries. In her imagination, it's a legitimate picture that there is no biggie. If there's another flood somewhere in Pakistan, that's fine, but not in Germany. Well, now we will see how people from first world countries will have to migrate to those countries which have been conquered by their elites a while ago, and the countries which have virtually no infrastructure. The very same countries in which there is no access to even water. And people from developed countries who made all their wealth on stealing the natural resources from third world, they will have to migrate, running away, escaping from climate Cerberus, from climate threat, they will have to escape to those countries. And let's see how infrastructure is going to be there. It's not ready. And let's see what's going to happen to even population of Arabic Peninsula, which, you know, it's super wealthy. They have skyscrapers, but built in a place which will collapse. So it's stupid waste of resources. But unfortunately, our message is still not being heard. So guys, if you have any ideas regarding how to reach out to the people and let our message be heard, write in the comment section below, because we think we tried all possible ways. Maybe you can come up with a better solution for people not to blame us that we didn't use the correct method of conveying the information to them. As Alex said, we might be the one blamed for not conveying this information in the best possible way. So let us know what is the best possible way. What is your creative idea? Ask ChatGPT, how would you inform the world if you were in our shoes? Well, we've seen this with, you know, Don't Look Up movie. And I love the analogy when Alex said we live in Don't Look Down movie, because people trying to avoid seeing the true natural reasons for the climatic events. And it's all happening from underneath. It's all happening from heating up of the planet. And anomalous hurricanes, we had two of them this month, Dora and Hillary. And guys, it's not even the hurricane season yet. So how do you even convey this message that this is not normal? The hurricane season have not even started this. And again, what Alex said, the speed of wind is already exceeding all the limits, but when it's going to go beyond 500 per hour, it's going to be a completely different story. That is not abnormal. There have been hurricanes with higher speed, but they were absolutely anomalous in the past. And right now it's becoming new normal. When, you know, the lightning, thunderstorms strike in Midwest a few times a week, with the sky lighting up like it's daytime few times every second. There are no lightnings, there are no light storms like that ever, even in memory of the people who live in this area. And you can go on TikTok, you can watch the guy filming this over the Lake Erie, and he says, this is something I've never seen before. I hope we're going to download that footage, because in case it might be erased, so is a lot of stuff that is being erased from the internet right now. It might be gone forever, but let's download the footage. Let's comment on this and let's bring up people's awareness about the creative society. And we're looking for the ideas from you, our dear listeners, few of you. Yeah, we don't have millions of listeners yet. In fact, you know what saved this podcast? Alexei might emphasize on this, but what saved our podcast last year is when we were super frustrated with a small amount of views on each platform. But when we checked the combined numbers, it was a quite significant number. So it made us believe that this is actually something worth our attention and time, because across all platforms, it's a very significant amount of views. So guys, it might seem like it's a little bit of difference here and there, but in general, it might be a bigger impact that we're simply not seeing. So that gives us hope in a brighter future. But all it takes is for you to join and speak up with us.
When we started looking at the numbers of the podcast last year, and we decided to continue, was the combined number of reached people, reached accounts across all social platforms. And it is the same habit of our consciousness when it comes to climate change or anything else for that matter, is that it gives us some sort of information, but not facts. It gives us conclusions based on other conclusions or based on information taken out of context, and makes us think that, oh, things are really bad. No one is listening to your podcast. No one is watching your YouTube shorts or Instagram posts. When in fact, when you calculate, things are not the same. The same happening with climate as well. Oh, it's not that dramatic. But yes, it is. When you put together all the numbers, it is dramatic. It is getting worse. And it is getting worse while we speak. I would say that we need to eradicate this nefarious habit of our consciousness to fantasize and make up things, and teach it to go really deep, to make our own research before concluding anything. And when we get to the root cause or really go deep into the understanding of any topic, when we have the facts, when we operate with the facts, then we can understand what is really happening. I have never seen anyone who really put in their time and effort and not getting to understand something. It is really important right now for us as humanity to get to these understandings together, but not just go and jump on any theory that's popping up somewhere on social media that, oh, it's another weapon. Oh, it's another, I don't know what, it's another conspiracy theory. You don't need to be a conspiracy theorist when you have the facts, and the facts are there. The facts are outside your window. You don't need any other facts. If you just make your own observation table of temperatures, of wind speeds, of rainfall, and other events in your area, you will also see how things are changing. But even besides this, the idea that someone is tweaking the climate or playing God by causing these catastrophes, someone from another country or maybe aliens, there are many theories. The thing is that why would they? No, really. What is the point? What is the point of doing this to the planet? They live on the same planet. They have relatives. They are the ones who actually are suffering from the same things. Their factories are being burnt as well. Their planes are falling down as well. We are keen on jumping on these theories, and this really goes viral. Like, oh my God, look at these blue houses or whatever. When everyone is jumping on this idea, we need to also understand why. From my observation, only really stupid ideas gain this much traction from everyone around. Will we grow up in time to prevent what is happening? Will we be able to overcome our differences that are also being put in us by consciousness that says that, oh, this person is different because, as you mentioned, now we cannot use Andrew Tate because he is no longer Christian. You shouldn't use Andrew Tate as a role model. This is one thing. I can anticipate some hate from people regarding this, but guys, I'm subscribed to his newsletter and I'm reading what he is dropping every day. If everything that you are interested in is money and domination over others, well, you're at the right place because he will teach you these things. And the problem is that money became our God. This is the problem, that our God is money. People preaching in the church are also subject to the same God, money. And when we think that to save our humanity, what we lack is money, money that we invented, money that we are printing at will when some people think it is necessary, and we are not using it to save our lives, can we call ourselves intelligent beings? Maybe not, but I would really want for everyone to think about these things and go for the facts, make your own picture of the world, and choose your place in this world, where you want to be. Do you really think that making plans for the future when these things are happening is more worth of your time, or maybe it's worth investing a little bit of your time to first understand what is happening and then spread the message around you in a way that people listen to you and understand what you are talking about? It would be great, because this is what we need. We need to invest our time and attention into solving the problem that we all are having. This is a great point to unite on, really, because what's more beautiful than saving life and saving our planet? I don't see anything else that could be more noble, more beautiful, and worthy of a human being than saving the lives of everyone on this planet.
Yeah, that's a great ideology to subscribe to instead of dividing people. Actually finding a common ground. Again, coming back to what we started from, Egon Chilakian started from the fact that science can save our planet. And then in his second address, he said, we need for that politicians to sign the agreements. And guys, politicians will not sign the agreements. Also, what Egan said, mass media should support this message. And we've seen mass media did not support because they only care about what's being paid for. They will not publish the news about Egan Chilakian's address unless they are being paid or ordered to do so by the owners of the media outlets. And those owners are too busy playing the very same game that everyone else is playing here, money and power. Which in fact is the very same thing. What is the way out of this matrix? It's stepping out of the game and observing it from the side and seeing the greater picture, like ants in the ant house fighting for resources and not seeing that very soon a highway will be built through the forest, taking down all the ant house with all the ants and so on. That's us, humanity. So let's zoom out from the Bitcoin currencies, from political affiliations, from very interesting things that are happening in the field of this politician versus that politician. People are so excited sharing Trump's mugshots on Twitter. If only people would be the same excited about posting Egon Chilakian's address, it would be super beneficial. But unfortunately, we've only witnessing that people are spreading negative messages much faster, and whatever has to do with taking responsibility off our shoulders. Because if it's elites with laser beams taking down Maui houses to build up 15-minute cities in there, then it's fine because it's somebody else's doing and you can rage about it. But if it's actually anomalous climatic event and something was passing by on high speed like Hurricane Dora, and the winds were taking down power lines and no one was ready for that. And even police officers could not take people out because power lines blocked the street. A fireman could not use water because electric lines were down. There was no electricity at the water pump, so there was no water. So it was not somebody's evil doing. If you actually watch the photographs of city of Lahaina, you can see that houses with blue roofs were burned just as well as all other houses. And you can see the wildfires in Greece. You know, they have Santorini Island with blue and white. You think that would be very protected, but you can see the blue roofs in Greece, in Lahaina, in Tenerife, and the blue cars are burning just the same way. And the only house, the miracle house that survived on Lahaina, had a red roof. Imagine people's insanity if it actually had blue roof. People would go crazy, right? They would say, oh, that's the ultimate proof our blue beam theory is right. And again, coming back to Candace Owens, she had the whole episode on Project Blue Beam. So it's coming from 90s blue beams. You know, United Nations have blue helmets, so they're not affected by these blue beams from the sky. Guys, when you're going down the rabbit hole of conspiracies, it's very easy to get lost. And this is where you have to have somebody's checking upon you. Then, yes, somebody's doing the reality check. Are you still attached to the reality? And if you're checking the kaleidoscope of facts, taking it holistically from the perspective of what actually makes sense, what is attached to reality, and what is completely absurd, something that has been going online is the hashtag PsyopMaui. And the real PsyOp was convincing people that it's a human manipulated event. Unfortunately, this was the real PSYOP, and those people who share truthful facts as they think about what happened in Maui are the victims of the PSYOP. And the PSYOP is to switch the responsibility onto somebody else's shoulders, whether it's the governor or local police administration. A lot of weird stuff has happened there. There was lack of preparation, including the people themselves who knew that the wildfires were going for days but did not evacuate. But then what we saw in other regions of the world, that people act in the same way, and you cannot call it other way than pandemic of some kind of disease that blocks people's ability to understand that they can easily get caught on fire as well when filming from the riverbank or ocean shore. Hey, the fire is coming. Let's take some more videos. This is the real pandemic, the pandemic in human minds. And unfortunately, it takes time to unblock people from understanding the fact that it's up to me, you, and everyone here in this podcast to let everyone know about it. This is the real antidote to the pandemic of idiocracy, of tremendous lack of proactivity from the people themselves, because they're hoping that it's going to be a politician who might get elected, or somebody else, or Jesus Christ. They want somebody to come and do everything for them, but they don't want to do the action themselves. Please, people, start verifying facts. Take it critically. Don't take what we're saying here as facts. Verify it. Do the fact checking yourself. I know fact checker sounds offensive right now, because the whole concept of fact checking has been a huge disgrace. But we have the ability to actually take critically things and take all facts into account, and not only try to blame somebody for this, but actually take responsibility for what has happened. That's unfortunate, but all of us take responsibility for not conveying this information to others. We did our best as creative society, but still we're saying there might be some things we could have done better. Maybe me and Alex should have a side podcast about Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, and the way to make money on the side, just to capture you guys' interest in sharing information one way or another. Or let's be sensational for a second and talk about dirty laundry of this Hollywood star or that one, just to capture your attention, and then talk about really important things. So if you know better ways to convey this information, let us know, and we're looking forward to hearing your feedback. It's been a great pleasure talking to you, Alex, today.
Yeah, it's been great. And just one final word for today. This is the case where if you want to do it good, do it yourself, really applies. Going back to the previous episode when, Tari, you said we should use our pride to do good. This is the time and place to use your pride and really spread this information. Find new ways of reaching other people and making this world a livable place, because right now it is becoming unlivable.